relaxing and learning here this morning at Rosie on the House. Special guest in studio this morning, Mr. Aaron Murkow, owner of Core Landscaping, coming in and talking primarily today about irrigation systems. And just before we left for bottom of the hour break, we had several conversations about people that were really endorsing the particular product you're using. They've had it. They've fed up with the polytubing as well. But we left one particular caller, Blair. Let's see where we can help Blair, bring Blair back into the conversation. A particular question on vacuum breaker. And I love the sound effects, Blair. Give it to us again.
Did you like that? It's kind of a do-do-do-do-do-do-do sound.
Yeah, perfect.
When you're standing right.
Yes.
Yep. And also what happens is when that's happening, from the bathroom area, there's an echoing sound of water in the water pipes. Now, this only happens when the valve is turned on. It's not at the end of the run of the valve. And even more strangely, this only happens when the valve is turned on by the timer box. If I turn the valve on manually, right on top of the valve by turning that knob, it does not happen. Also, it may happen on one but not on the other. And so the only way for me to stop it from this noise when it happens is to go out to the PVV pipe and basically manually turn that ball valve to stop the water flow, and then I can turn it back, the ball valve on again, and it'll run it without the water. Recently, I've tried stopping the noise by just going to the timer box and turning that valve off on the timer box and then manually turning it on again. But this has been an issue for a while, and I'm hoping Aaron can give me a hint on what to do.
Well, Blair, I would first say, how old are your valves at your property?
The water valves are maybe 3 or 4 years old.
Okay. And the vacuum breaker, have you done any service to it, or has that been replaced recently, or is that about the same age?
Changed 3 years ago.
Okay. Well, what you're describing could be a number of different issues, so you kind of have to start in one place and work your way backwards. A clicking noise could be from a solenoid if it's only happening when the timer is telling the valve to activate. Have you tried turning your valves on manually without the use of the timer?
Blair?
Yeah.
Have you manually operated those without the timer?
Yes. As I said, when I manually turn them on, it does not happen. It only happens when the valves turn on via the timer box.
Well, Blair, what I would suggest is probably switch the ports on your timer that your valve wires are coming into and just try to eliminate if it's the controller that's causing that issue first. And then if it's not, work your way over to the solenoids on the particular valves, because it sounds like more of an electric problem if you're able to bypass that by manually opening the valves.
And his other dilemma may be the same as Joy's. It could be a plumbing air hammer, and the electric activation is so much faster than the manual activation. The manual activation, you're down there, you reach in, you're twisting the little star knob, and it slowly opens up. Electronically, that magnet activates, and boom.
Right.
And when you instantly change the water pressure in your home system, either by turning on or turning off, and it starts rattling, that's an air hammer. So, Blair, I think we may be answering James's question, who's also on hold. Verify the pressure at your home at the where the water enters the house shouldn't be over about 60 PSI. Check that. And then if that's under 60, then you too, like Joy earlier, should call a plumber and have an air hammer arrester installed. If it sounds like you're pretty handy, if you'd like to tackle it yourself, you can go to the website Sioux Chief. Like the Indian tribe, Sioux, S-I-O-U-X, Sioux Chief Air Hammer Arrester. Order one delivered for about $19, get it installed, and I am very confident that will solve your problem. Let's see if we can go to James, who wants to talk about water pressure as well. And then when we're done with James, Aaron, I want to go back to your irrigation system audits that you conduct. for everybody, and I want to talk about timers in particular. But James, let's let you go first, buddy.
Yes, yeah, thank you, guys. I appreciate Romy, Rosie, and your guests. But question is, water pressure coming into the house from the main home built about right 1980. I'm up on 100 Street in Shea in Scottsdale. I tested it with your gauge I got at Home Depot for like $8 yesterday.
Yeah.
It was
okay.
At 76. My concern is a couple questions. Is that now a state a regulation, right, on a new home? You got to put one of those in. But I had the Kinetico reverse osmosis blowout. Was under warranty, a new thing, but the plastic had separated. And they mentioned, you know, Scottsdale's water pressure, it could be 110, 80, you know, it could be all over the map. So instead of putting a gauge on and just watching it all the time, because I never know, got a 110, right? Put a regulator on there, and how much is that going to cost? And then how long do you think it'll last?
So, James, water regulator is a great idea. It's like a surge protector that we talk about for your home. Except this applies to the water coming into the home. You know, it's nothing against the city that's providing it to you. They're providing water to hundreds of thousands of addresses and properties, you know, at any given time. You know, they don't know exactly how much water is being used, so they have to keep it pressurized. Add that to your home. It's a couple hundred bucks. And just like, you know, that's great that they warrantied your Kinetico, but a lot of other manufacturers and refrigerators, water using appliances won't honor a warranty if you don't have that water regulator. So we appreciate the call. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com, select certified partner, put in your zip code, and then by location, the closest, all of our certified plumbers will show up, and any of them can give you a rough price over the phone. I don't know, an exact quote isn't almost impossible without being on site, but we would recommend everybody have a water pressure regulator added to their home. Now,
and what do you like to set it at? You were doing some research on plumbing fixtures that a lot of manufacturers void the warranty if they can show over 65 pounds of pressure. And a lot of the plumbers are saying, you know, 60 is just a very happy place to be.
Yeah.
Be at 60. You get the pressure out of the shower head that most people want, but you're not blowing out plumbing fixture gaskets. All right, we're here with Aaron from Core Landscape talking about irrigation systems. Aaron, y'all do home irrigation audits for a fee,
uh-huh.
But that analyzes everything about the system, and I'd like to talk about what do you do with the clock? I mean, the clock really, if the irrigation system is the backbone to your landscaping, the clock is really the brain to your landscape, to your irrigation.
Yeah, 100%. And clocks are the most common issues that we see with the systems, whether they're programmed improperly or whether they have a indoor mounted controller that's mounted outdoor, right? Some common issues that we see. More often than not, it's that homeowners don't program the timer for quite the duration that a lot of these plants need. And without doing an audit to see what kind of hardware and components they have at the property, it's hard to say this is how long it should be set for. These are the parameters that should be put in, because we have to understand kind of what hardware they're working with. So by doing that audit, it allows us to go back to the controller and, you know, check out all the functionality of it, make sure it's working properly, responding properly, and then get it programmed to match the season demands. And they make, you know, basic controllers, kind of what you referred to earlier. And then they have advanced controllers that have Wi-Fi capabilities and remote management. And those controllers, it's definitely an investment.
Y'all even do some Wi-Fi management. Y'all actually do some Wi-Fi management of your customers' clocks.
We do, yeah. So a lot of customers don't want to have any involvement in it. They just want to spend the money to invest in it and then have somebody else look after it. And that's the beauty of this Hunter HydroWise system that we put in. It allows us to manage everything remotely, but make seasonal adjustments, monitor their systems, all from a distance, and we get push alerts to our phones, and we can input those parameters without requiring a site visit, which not only gives the customer peace of mind, but it makes everyone's job easier to be able to see all those settings.
You know, my clock is probably 15 years old. Mm-hmm. And I liked the clock I had before then. It was just simple off and on pegs that you put on the dial, you know. But this one went into the computerized mode. But they hadn't evolved at that point to the point seasonally, I still have to go out there twice a year and reprogram the whole thing, all 11 stations. Uh-huh. Drives me nuts.
Right. And there's all kinds of clocks you can buy now, right? And that's the common question is, which kind should we get? The Hydrowise is good because it's very contractor-friendly and very end-user-friendly. A lot of these Ratios and other types of Beehive Wi-Fi controllers that are on the market, they're very end-user-friendly but not contractor-friendly. So it's good for the homeowner if they want to have involvement, but it's not so good for us to be able to have that involvement and management of their systems.
Okay, very good. How long, for a typical home, how long will this irrigation system audit take? I mean, are you there for a half hour? Are you there for a couple hours? I mean, there's a lot to look at.
For sure, yeah. It could range, depends how big the house is and how many components really they have of their system. I mean, a basic one-zone drip system might only take a half an hour, but a house like yours might take a couple hours, just depending on the complexity and how much running around has to occur to kind of figure out what's going on with their property.
Now, I pulled up to my front door, which I never do, and my shrub valve was on. Mm-hmm. And I could hear water running through a drip system. So I knew something was wrong. Well, sure enough, there's another head laying beside, you know, the plant, with the spaghetti tube just squirting constant. Y'all have a strategy of avoiding that problem.
Yeah, so just going back to the conversation that we just had, with that system, you know, putting in flow meter management and a master valve are just a couple things that, of course, increase the upfront cost, but they really pay off because we're able to detect those issues before you wait 30 days and get a water bill. Just good safeguards to put in place.